It is just for us. For inna lillahi nafahat. There are those occasions when the breezes of Allah, the breezes of goodwill, of goodness are blowing. Ta'arradu, then present yourself for those breezes. Open your heart. Make your life like that, that you can take the full benefit of those occasions. So this is a time that we should be preparing for Ramadan. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, that there is a month between Rajab and Ramadan. That is the month of Sha'ban, the one that we are in, half a month, less than half a month is left. That the people are unmindful of it. Ulama generally explaining this hadith say, they being unmindful, that they are not keeping rozas in the month of Sha'ban, fasting. For us, it's like a big burden to fast in Ramadan. Actually, we should be fasting now and getting ready for the month of Ramadan. So that way, rozas are just like part of us. Otherwise, roza is the major thing for us now. I have to keep 30 rozas. I have to get up for seri, 20 rakats tarawih extra. Whole day no eating, like a major thing. That must be part and parcel of us already. And then preparation for Ramadan cannot be done in Ramadan. Anything's preparation is done before the occasion. If a student is going to write an exam and he's in the exam room and the question papers have been given out, now he can't start preparing for the paper. That had to be done before. Now is the time to write the paper. So Ramadan is not the time to start preparing. Many of us, we are just like unmindful. And then when Ramadan comes, we, alhamdulillah, we keep our rozas, we observe Ramadan. But then now we start with Ramadan. Ramadan, everything, tilawat of Quran, we should be used to it already. Reading more Quran Sharif. And then when Ramadan comes, it's just easy for us. We just go in the flow. If our car is parked on an incline, and we start it off, and we want to drive off in fifth gear, the car will just jerk a little bit and switch off. It won't move. So when we come to Ramadan, we are also on an incline. It is now strenuous. We're not used to rozas. We're not used to taraweeh, 20 rakats extra. We're not used to tilawat of Quran Sharif, getting up for Sehri. We're not used to it. So how many of us, we're on the incline. We start 2-3 tarawis, we come. And then we are missing after that. To how many people, 2-3 rozas they keep, then they find it too hard. We can't keep roza. If we were used to it, we are in the stride. We're just going on. We go at the airports, etc. Then before we come to the actual airport, we'll find many airports have got a notice, you must fall in lane. Whether you want to go permanent parking, temporary parking, drop-off zone, you must fall in lane. And if you don't fall in lane, if you are on the extreme left and you want to go to the extreme right and the cars are just coming, how are you going to cross over and go? So we have to fall in lane for Ramadan also. If we are in the extreme left, we are just with our lust, our eating, our casual life, easy life. And now we're coming to the month of Mujahada. And now we are not used to it. We're not in that lane at all. How are we going to cross over and get there? So we have to start preparing well before. If we do that, and from Rajab, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab. And it appears the barakat of Rajab is the highlight of the month of Rajab, which is Mi'raj. The Mi'raj of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the sum total of Mi'raj after all its details is the great and honorable gift of Salah, Namaz. So in Rajab, we should get ready with our Namaz in order. We who are here, we are inshallah all those who are Musallis, our regular Musallis. So don't think now about other people who are not Musallis, who make Namaz twice a year, to two Eids, who make on Juma. Inshallah, we who are sitting here, we are regular with our Namaz. So think of ourselves. What is the condition of our Namaz? If we're working for anyone, then we are expected, if they tell us your time for work, 8 to 5. You're supposed to come at 8 o'clock, 5 to 8, not 5 past 8. But if we are coming every day at 5 to 5, we are knocking off at 5 o'clock, and we're coming at 5 to 5, from day one already we're doing that, which boss is going to tolerate? There is a different thing. Allah is most merciful, most kind. In our namaz, we are all, we who are musallis, not speaking of those who are not musallis, all our masjids, every namaz, according to the size and the number of musallis, you will find 1, 2, 2.5 serfs of people who are latecomers. And it's not sometimes it happens, it happens always. And it's not people who are not coming to the masjid. It's me and you who are coming to the masjid. We are the latecomers. And if you are latecomers by your job, at your job, what your boss, who is going to tolerate you? And yeah, we've just made a habit. It's just by nature, we are just latecomers. The person who is coming on time, we expect from our workers to come on time. When namaz, when you have come on time, it's not that you are with takbir-e-ula. The two sunnats of Fajr before, you made them nicely, not rushed through them. Not you saw the watch, 2 minutes left, 1 minute left, and in that 1 minute you're making your two rakats. No, what nice, itminan, you made your two rakats. With takbir-e-ula, comfortably. It's a different thing. We are human beings, sometimes we can't help it. Wuzu breaks last minute. The necessity to go to toilet suddenly, sometimes, but as a habit, this should not be the case. Zohar, our four sunnats, and this is the time, at least now, we should have started early already, but now prepare, so that when Ramadan comes, at least the greatest ibadat, more greater than fasting also, our namaz, our first namazes can be in order. Our four sunnats properly, and then with the imam takbir-e-ula. Not that we join the imam, we rush in quickly. And just before he goes in ruku, now we joined with the imam. Or just before he made salam, we came 5 to 5 to job. Just before making salam, we joined the imam. Alhamdulillah, we are namazis, Allah accepted. But that's not how we should be. If a person is so ill-disciplined, what the greatest thing in our life, namaz is the greatest thing. And there we are regularly late. then what is the condition of the rest of our life, our dini life, our dunya's life, if the, our namaz is that condition. Asr, the four sunnahs we should make first. Zuhr, the four sunnahs mu'akkada, we should be on time. Maghrib also, no sunnahs for Hanafis before the farad, but we should be there. Duas before Maghrib are so readily accepted at that time. We should be there in the masjid. As we who are musallis, ask ourselves, how many of us make our namaz like that? Isha, the four sunnats we should be making. And then we join the imam properly with takbir-e-ula. If this is the condition of our namazes, then after namaz, for example, zuhar, after the farz, there are four sunnat-e-mu'akkada. There are two nafals also. Right? The two sunnat-e-mu'akkada, the two nafals. Zuhar are 12 rakats. Today a good musalli only reads 10. For who are those other two? For what are they written? For what do we teach our children? That we, if we ask a child in an exam, or a little child, whoever that comes in part of his class lessons, that how many rakats of Zuhr namaz? And he writes 10 rakats. We say that he hasn't got the right answer. We might give him 0. He has got the wrong answer. Zuhr is 12 rakats. And we in our lives, we haven't got the 12 rakats. We only got, so how much are we supposed to get then? If we will give the child 0 for he wrote the wrong answer. Zuhr is 12 rakats. And we are only making 10 rakats. So what do we expect for ourselves? And for who are those two rakats which are written down? And those two rakats are so valuable, it is narrated that you get the reward that Allah builds a palace for you in Jannah. So valuable are those two rakats, which takes us about 2 minutes. At the most 3 minutes to make our 2 rakats of nafal namaz. And if we want to build a tent shanty as in a squatter camp, it can't be done in 2-3 minutes. And that's just a tent shanty. And no facility, no bathroom in there, no toilet. Toilet will be outside somewhere, just some hole that is dug or something. Just for that, how lot of effort is required? And for a palace of Jannah, Allah Ta'ala is so merciful. Really, in Akhirat, when we'll see the value, we will want to kick ourselves in the back. That what opportunities Allah gave us. And ad-deenu yusrun, Allah made it very easy. Little effort, which you can't even call effort. What big mujahada and effort to make 2 rakats of that nafal namaz. And what Allah is giving a palace in Jannah. And that palace, it's not a house, it's not a double-story, triple-story house. It's a palace, and the palace of Jannah. But what will it be made? Not ash bricks, not mud bricks. What a palace. And how many rooms and what things will be in that palace. And the gardening outside and the water features and all, we can't imagine. For 2 rakats and every day of our life, that zuhr too we can make and we can be building palaces. So at least for the month of Ramadan, let us come online. Let us come on the correct lane and we can acquire. And the month of Ramadan, Mujaddid al-Faisani rahmatullah alayhi has written, a person's whole life's nafal cannot equal a farad. In namazes, whole lives of nafal, just this 2 rakats, a wabin namaz, which is so little bit, and you get the reward of 12 years of ibadat. If we are working for somebody, we are getting 20,000 rand a month, and we knock off at 5 o'clock, and the boss says 5 o'clock, a delivery came in. If just to sort out the delivery, all the packing we'll do tomorrow, but just take the delivery, give me 5 minutes, and I'll give you 12 months of wages. We'll think the boss is gone off his head. That 12 years of wages, earning 20,000 for 1 year is 240,000. For 12 years is about 2,880,000, close to 3 million rand. We'll think the boss will have to sell up his business also in order to give me just for that 5 minutes. But wallah, Allah is giving even more than that. And then again, it's not 20,000 for everyone. Everyone's salary is different. Somebody's earning 2,000, 20,000, 80,000, 150. Different people there, different salary. According to the quality of our ibadat, is our ibadat. So 12 years is according, so make valuable our ibadat, so that two rakats, 12 years, won't be multiplied by 20,000, not by 200,000, by not by 20 million, according to how we generally make our ibadat. By that it will be multiplied. And in the month of Ramadan also, generally, across the board, across the globe, people look for the earliest Taraweeh. And people look for the fastest Taraweeh. We were in Jamaat in Turkey at that time. Now it's different, I believe. The whole month that we made Taraweeh was only with eight rakats salam. Another 8 rakats salam. And then the 4 rakats. And some places we made 10 rakats salam. No, after every 2 rakats salam. And the biggest Taraweeh, like everywhere else, is the one that is the earliest, that is the fastest. That's not the object. If we start preparing for Ramadan, our hearts will open. We will look forward. That is that Taraweeh. Many, many years ago in Darul Uloom Dioban, Mufti Azizur Rahman Sahib Rahmatullahi, long before our time, there were 8-10 people making Taraweeh, a small Jamaat. And when he read Quran Sharif completing, he came to the last supara and he read the ayat Yawma Tublas Sarair, the day when secrets will open up, will be thrown open in front of everyone, in front of your mother, in front of your wife, your daughters, your murids, your musallis, your students, all the secrets of a person will be thrown. And he repeated that ayat. Who were making namaz behind him? Great, great people like Hazrat Mufti Mahdi Hassan Sahib, like Hazrat Maulana Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Maulana all the great, great people, they were making namaz. Their screams went out. They felt unconscious and they went and made wuzu and came back. And Maulana is still reading, Yawma Tublas Sarair, the day when secrets will be opened up. That is what is Taraweeh. Taraweeh is the plural of Tarweeha. It's not Tarabi also. Plural of Tarweeha. And Tarweeha is a rest. That means after, and it's broken up in two rakat units. To rest after 2 units. Nobody of us rest after 2 units. Only after 4 rakats. And that also, if we just take imam have to take a little long, musallis will be standing up already. In other words, pulling the imam up. Come, we have to finish up. And the imam, he stands up also so quick. Then he gets the musallis, they have to join. Whereas, we see, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullahi, of our time, now, in our time, his Taraweeh should be 2-3 hours and 1 supara, not 5-10, not 10 suparas, 15 suparas, 1 supara, but 2-3 hours with ease. The imam also reads with proper tajweed and he takes not long qiraat, I'm not saying that also, but at least reasonably. And then we, after 4 rakats, at least, actually the waiting period should be as long as the 4 rakats took. If the 4 rakats took us 10 minutes, we should sit for 10 minutes. And in that people with ease, they should go and have a cup of tea if they want to, go and have, make toilet, wuzu again, come back, join. And the main thing, sit there and our wazifas, our duas. And the main feature of Ramadan is rozas of the day, which we can't see, nobody can see the rozas, and the taraweeh of the night. But we take it the first, earliest taraweeh and the fastest. And we just want to like push it off our head. Like it's a burden for us. Hey, if we knew the taraweeh, the rewards of taraweeh, how great they are. We will be eager for this and we will really go into it. And so we should get used to it from before. And then the other great ibadat of Ramadan with which Ramadan is synonymous, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, that the Quran Sharif, هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The Quran itself has shown its glorious qualities so many places. What a great kitab. It is like you are receiving a guest a very honorable guest, and he's coming in a very, very, very exclusive car also. The guest also is so exclusive, the car also. The month of Ramadan is also is the guest that is coming to us. And Quran, which is the passenger, is also so honorable. But each one of us see what our attitude is for Ramadan. We who of us really wishes that the 29th of Shaban, the moon must be sighted. So quickly we can start with Ramadan. And when 29 Ramzan, all of us wish the moon must be sighted. So we only have 29 days. So it shouldn't be, that should not be, we should be eager waiting and hoping as soon as possible Ramadan must come. And Ramadan must stay. For what reason did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say, if my ummah knew the value of Ramadan, they will wish the whole year must be Ramadan. Who of us are there who will wish that the whole year must be Ramadan? But if we knew the value, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gave this very beautiful example. He says that if any government of the world have to announce to the Muslim citizens of their country that we will give you a money printing machine in the month of Ramadan, it will only start printing, it will be operational from the first of Ramadan when the moon is sighted. And it will stop working on the last day when Ramadan ends, the moon is sighted, the Eid is announced, it will stop working. And you can put it to any denomination in our country, 10 rand, 20, 50, 100, 200. Nobody is going to put it on 10 rand. Everyone will put it on 200. And it will keep on printing and crispy, fresh, fresh notes. And 100% legal, no receiver going to ask you from where you got this money, from where you built this house, from where you did this, nothing, no questions asked, 100% legal. Only thing, it's not automatic, you can't just press a button, you have to turn it by your hand. If they put that also, everyone, the old Nanima and Dadima, the small children, the weak and sickly people, people who are suffering from diabetes, and people who have got all their ulcers, now they also won't have any excuse in Ramadan. All will be turning. And you won't get tired. Only on Eid's day you'll say, my arm is sore now. That now I was turning so much, we will just be turning and we won't think that I didn't eat also. I didn't sleep also. And my arm is sore. We'll just be turning and for this petty, if we made 20 billion also, we printed notes, what is it? One subhanallah is more superior than that. That is in ordinary times. In Ramadan, the whole month's nafal, I was saying, Mujaddid Al-Faisani rahmatullahi says, the whole year's, whole life's nafal, tahajjud, ishraq, awwabin, salatul tawbah, salatul hajj, all your nafal can equal to 2 rakats of farad. So what's the value of a farad? And when nafal is that 12 years of ibadat, your awwabin, is that palace in Jannah, the 2 nafils of Zohar, and all tahajjud namaz, what great value it has got. Ordinarily, in the month of Ramadan, all that which the whole years makes, is not equal to 2 faras, all that has the value of a farad in the month of Ramadan. So a person should be eager. This is the month, the hot period, the real period to coin it, real period to make our akhirat. And a faras in this month is multiplied by 70. The one faras we make, the faras of Fajr, Zuhar, any, Allah give the reward of 70 of those namazes. So how much to acquire? This is not a time, our Shaykh say, people say they want to pass time in Ramadan. Go for a drive or something, just pass time. No, this is the month. As our Shaykh says, if you want to pass time, you fail time. Then the time you have failed in time, if you just pass it and while it away. Time is to be made valuable. Many of us, we feel Ramadan is the month of sleeping. That to overcome the roza and the fatigue and strain of roza, just sleep it away. If we see the life of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and the Sahaba, all the major battles took place in the month of Ramadan. The battle of Uhud, the battle of Badr, the conquest of Mecca, many others, all in the month of Ramadan. So it is not a month to take it easy. It is a month to endeavor more. We're not going in jihad. Allah bring the day. For us is this little bit jihad of the nafs. Eh? And how much we have got food. The dastarkhan, we, Hazrat Maulana Asad Madani Rahmatullah Ali should say, you people in South Africa say that what must we eat? There is so much that you don't know what to eat. While in our poor countries, he should say, the people also say, what must I eat? There's no food to eat. And yeah, our dastarkhan is so full, I don't know what, you can't even taste everything. So much there is on here. So our little bit mujahada. And Ramadan is not a month of feasting. It is a month of fasting. For many of us, it is feasting. We have our sehri also. We open our roza, is a whole meal. And then we go and have supper again. Then after Taraweeh, another nightcap again. And then again, our sehri again. All that we are defeating the object of Ramadan. Ramadan is to feel that little pang of hunger. For us, a small little. At least we get an idea that the poor people who don't see food, they don't smell food, they got no idea what food is. For 2-3 days, they didn't eat. So we get some idea what's their condition also. So this is a month that Allah opens the doors. When the month of Ramadan comes, all the 7 doors of Jahannam are shut closed. Hey, what a month. All the 8 doors of Jannat are flung open. Why? This is the month now just to go to Jannat to prepare. It is the month that from the time of Sehri ends, till the time of iftari, all the creation of Allah, birds, ants, fish, are making dua for those who are fasting in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are saying Ameen on our duas. So the duas of the day, say 12 hours, well, according to season it varies. So you're getting the Ameen of all the creation. From iftari time, the whole night till sehri time, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself comes down to the nether sky. Allah is free of movement like this. But it means Allah comes very close. And Allah is asking us, in a sense, it's not correct adab and respect to say it, but in a sense, Allah is begging us to beg of Him. He's saying, what you want from me? You want health, you want wealth, you want, what you want from me? You ask me the whole night. Every night this happens of the year, but the last part of the night. And Ramadan, from the time of iftari, the sunset, right till Subah Sadiq, this whole night, what a great month is coming to us. It is a month when the reward of deeds are multiplied so tremendously. The shayateen are all chained and fastened, and they are thrown away. And we see, for us, like that to keep roza is difficult, but we keep eagerly our Ramzan rozas. Little children keep them. And we have those people who have the excuse of some, whatever it might be, they are diabetic or they've got some other problem. But you find many people that I don't take my medicine in Ramzan. And Ramzan, I don't listen to my doctor. I have to keep my rozas. And they keep them. Old ladies, they are adamant. Old men, that we're keeping our rozas. And they keep them. And they keep them properly. And our rozas, about 12 hours now presently. 13-hour roza. Those places, 18-hour rozas. 20-hour rozas. And small children keeping those rozas. Everyone eager. So why? Allah Ta'ala has made it conducive. Made it easy for us, and let us fall in line and take the full advantage. The month when the reward of deeds are multiplied so greatly that a nafal becomes the value of a farad. A farad takes the value of 70 farad. Hey, to earn that amount, in monetary terms, dunya terms, how lot hard work. But a certain period comes in the year and your boss is just very, very happy in that part. And he says, this month I give you so much wages, the same work you're doing, and I'll give you so much more. Allah Ta'ala is giving tremendously in the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala, mercies are unlimited. The first 10 days, if we fell in line already complete forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And if we did not fall in line, and now our forgiveness is done, our first 10 days goes in there. And then the second days are the days of the rahmat of Allah, the mercies of Allah. And the last 10 days, freedom from the fire of Jahannam. And those who prepared and they are free, they made Tawbah 15 Shaban night, which is really the night of Tawbah, the night of purification, emancipation, the freedom from Jahannam. When they start with Ramadan, where we reach at the end, they are there, they're already at the start. Then where are they reaching by the end of Ramadan? We are still reaching just there, after all our efforts, and that is also if we observe our Ramadan. How many of us, if we're not prepared, then we take in our hearts, we feel Ramadan is a burden. And unfortunately, because we have not made taken the trouble to understand the value of things, our little children, our young girls, how many places complain coming, Islam is too hard, therefore I don't want to practice Islam, I'm not a Muslim. It's too difficult. Whereas deen is the easiest. It's made 100% in conformity to how our human nature is. Everyone wants peace. Islam is here to give peace to us. Everyone's happiness. Islam is here to give us happiness. But today, when our tastes have been changed completely, we are thinking, what is happiness? It is in illicit love affairs. Where can happiness be in such haram things? We think that enjoyment is in drugs, and I'm on a high. And we know what a disaster drugs is. For not only the person involved, that family, the community, the neighbors, for everyone it is a disaster. Where we are looking, a person lost a gold coin of his poor person who had nothing else. Only one in our time, say a Kruger Rand. And he lost it in his ten shanty where he was staying. He went and looked for it, on the street, under the street lamp. So looking, he can't find it, it's not there. His friend came along and asked him, what's wrong? I lost my only valuable asset of my life, this gold Kruger Rand of mine. So yes, I helped him, started looking. Then as common, where you lost it? I lost it in my tent shanty. Then why are you looking for it here? Because there's a bright light here. You can look for it there till the cows go home. You can't find it where it isn't. You go in your tin shanty with a matchstick, you light it with a candle, or you just move your hand around in the dark. Where you lost it, hopefully you will find it there. Today we are looking, we might think this is a stupid or even a stupid example. Nobody can be so stupid. But whatever decision we want to make for ourselves, we lost our honor by not practicing on Islam. And we're looking for our peace and our enjoyment in nightclubs. We are looking them in discos. We are looking for them in the sports stadiums. We are looking for them in other entertainment, in resorts and in hotels. Your success is not there. How can you find it there? Look for it where you lost it. نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ We are people whom Allah gave our honor in Islam. And we are looking for it in the Western way of life. And it has made us so stupid that a person pays more money for a torn pair of jeans than a good pair of jeans. And he will pay more money for a patched jeans instead of a good pair of jeans. It's not that we are short of money, our brains are gone. If we really want to buy a torn pair of jeans or patched jeans, go to a second-hand shop where they sell second-hand clothes. No, we'll go for the brand names in the top shops and we'll go and buy a torn pair of jeans. We'll go and buy a worn-out jeans. We'll go and buy a patched jeans and pay more money than a good pair of jeans. In itself is not our tariqah, whether it's our woman, our man. And also for our woman, top and pants is not our tariqah. Many people, good people, wives are in top and pants. Our dress for our woman are a dress, is a dress. That is the dressing of a Muslim woman. We must follow our way. Why are we copying the ways? And the ways of the animals, the ways of the animal jungle of the West. Wild animals, they are in every aspect worse than animals. And we are following them. They will go out for a walk in the morning with their dog. And when the dog wants to urinate, they will wait patiently behind the dog. And so the dog, they made it their imam. And we made our imam those people who made a dog and animals their imam. And we were made imams by Nabi sallallahu. We follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and we are the imams of mankind. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best to lead people. We became followers. We are following them to the T in all the evil ways. How their houses are built, our houses. How their gardens are, our gardens are. How their dressing, our dressing. How their holidays, our holidays. Everything, how their education, our education. Everything we are following. And the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if we follow that, we will become the leaders. We are the leaders of mankind, not the followers. The leaders for mankind, to lead people to Jannah, to lead them to a life of serenity and peace and tranquility and enjoyment and honor in this worldly life also. Ad-dunya khuliqat lakum wa antum khuliqtum lil-akh. Dunya is created for you. You're not created for dunya. It's like a person who is a seeing person and he follows a blind person. How can a seeing person go and follow a blind person? These people are blind. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They don't know akhirat. They don't know who Allah is. They don't know who Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have seen. Allah has given us that iman and we following them. The seeing people following the blind people. No, we should change and we should live in such a way. And we just have to love me for myself. Don't wait for everyone else and others must come right. The ummah must come right. I must come right. We come right and the people will follow us. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they came right. They became Sahaba. They went to Egypt where they were the Copts, the Christians. And no Islam, they were not Arabs, they were not Muslims, they were Christians. But the Sahaba went and they became their leaders and led them out of the jina linukhrij al ibad min ibadati al ibad ila ibadati rabbil ibad wa min jawril adyan ila adli al islam wa min dhiq al dunya ila sa'atiha. We have come to give peace to the world. We have come to give guidance to the world. We are following the people of misguidance. We are seeing people and we following the blind people. We must be the leaders and let the blind follow us. This is now this occasion. Make this Ramadan a Ramadan. Let us realize. And really, if that person who will realize in the first 10 days, 20 days, that Ya Allah, all my 20 Ramadan before this, my 50 Ramadan, where was I? That I didn't understand what is the month of Ramadan. I thought it is just all this little seri and keeping rosa and that. No, it's a big, big treasure. A wonderful guest Allah is sending to our doors. Coming to us, host the guest properly. If a guest comes to our house and we're still looking for the key to open the house. Hot sunshine, raining, and he has to stand outside in the rain. And after half an hour, 1 hour, we open the door. And we show him his room. We knew he's coming, but we didn't prepare. His room, the bed is not made. It's filthy, untidy, dirty. We say, this is your room. He won't want to stay with us also. So the month of Ramadan, the most honorable guest, the guest of Allah, who has come not to take from us, but to give us, to purify us, rosas purify us, Quran Sharif purifies us, Taraweeh, Namaz purifies us. So purify yourself and take these great gifts which are going to be given. So this is that occasion. May Allah give us the tawfiq to prepare. We still got this 15 days. Prepare our tilawat, keep rosas, and get ready for the month of Ramadan. And when the moon is supposed to be sighted, not only wait for now, before it was the radio use, we should go and see if the moon can be sighted. Many of us will remember that night, the last night, or outside, all little children, men, women, all looking for the moon. Then the time came, we were listening to the radio, that is the moon is sighted. Now we got our phones waiting for a message that the moon is sighted. Now let us still go out and look for the moon. physically we go and look for the moon, whether we see it or not, but it is a sunnah to look for the moon. For everyone, it is not that committee who will be looking for the moon. For everyone it is, and this will also show our anticipation, our eagerness that we want to see the moon. And then the dua that is recited when the moon is sighted. All those, let us get our preparation. We're just the superficial Islam of ours, and we are just happy with this, even like Hajar-e Aswad, everyone can go and kiss Hajar-e Aswad, but just in a fantasy world. And they want to make Hajj also in a fantasy world, that you are not there virtually, you are just there. So that is what we have done already, the reality of Ramadan, the reality of our ibadat, our namaz. What a great gift. What Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say, the most knowledgeable, the most intelligent. He says the enjoyment of my heart, of my eyes, which is proverbial, which means what I enjoy greatly is namaz. Who of us can say that we look forward to namaz, that we are eager to go? We do it as a duty. Many, mashallah, who are regular with namaz, but we do it as a duty. Not that it's my passion, not it's my hobby, it's my enjoyment that I enjoy namaz. This is where we have to reach. That rozas, deen, every facet of deen is just enjoyable to me. I just love my deen, and I'll give my life for my deen. That is what it is. So Allah, make it possible that we move forward in this month of Ramadan, and we take the full advantage, and then is Eid. Eid is for that person. Otherwise, our Eid is just cooking nice food, new clothes, and some little bit family we get together, and that also just facial. We got a daggers in our hearts for our family members. But on that day, little bit, we all get together, laugh a bit, make some jokes, and now we are happy. Eid is also finished. Ramzan is finished. Eid, and what did we get? If we look in our bank balance, what did we put in our bank of Akhirat? What did we deposit there? Eid is for that person who will observe Ramadan. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Oh Allah, let us appreciate this great ni'mat of deen. When you yourself have said, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, I completed my favor upon you, and for that I chose Islam as your religion. Let us realize this great value and enjoyment and honor of the deen, this deen that gives leadership to whoever follows it, whether it is the Arabs or the Americans or the Chinese or the Africans, whoever will follow this deen, Allah gives them the leadership of the world. Oh Allah, that we are Muslims, why have we not got this leadership? Is it, are we just in name Muslims? Why is this leadership not given to us? Oh Allah, let us make those people who have got the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the true sense, and by virtue of that, you deliver people to become leaders, and the world just have to follow.